There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Deal of the week.
Right, it's time to save you a little bit of money right now on the deal of the week. If it is the first time that you've tuned in, we never know where we're going to be taking you, and you guys usually manage to guess before we do. We welcome from Donata, Mr. Rob Arrow. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, not bad.
You've been following that arrow a little bit and doing some travelling, haven't you?
I have, actually, yes. I've come from one fabulous red carpet destination, which is Cannes, to another, so yes.
Quite the movie star these days.
It's not that glamorous.
So the deal of the week, we're playing for bragging rights, I must tell you. What are we going to be packing in our suitcase to go on our deal of the week this week?
This week you're going to be packing something that's going to keep you warm. Mm. You're going to need something nice for the evenings. But also, it's something festive.
Festive?
Right.
And what time of the year do people mostly tend to travel to this place?
This is a great all-year-round destination, but for two very different reasons. In the wintertime, it's great because it has a true festive feel, which everyone's obviously in at the moment. But in the summer, it's also a great destination because not too far away is the sea, and it's a very beautiful coastline.
Mm. I feel my red velvet jacket is going to come in handy on this trip, I can tell you. What's the worst time to go?
The worst time of the year would probably be July time, because it can get incredibly hot in this place. Okay. And there isn't very much of a breeze, so it's not the most comfortable time of year to be there.
And when is our deal for?
The deal that we have is available at the moment for departure straight away, and is valid all the way through to the 31st of January 2018.
Okay, so we've plenty of time to go along there. How long, ideally, would you stay in this destination?
This actual destination is great for probably 3 nights max, or you could do 4 nights if you wanted to take it at a leisurely pace.
Well, I have absolutely no idea.
No, usually by now, I've at least got some little bit of a direction I'm going in.
Yeah.
Rob's really making it tricky for us, isn't he?
He is, yeah. So what kind of tourists do we see here? Is it mostly families? Are we seeing couples, backpackers?
All year round, it's a really romantic destination, so it's great for couples, but it's also great for friends. But at this time of the year, because it's a cost-effective destination and it is so festive, it's a great place to take the family for a couple of days.
Cost-effective.
Okay, cost-effective. Mm. Is it a place that you go back to more than once?
The actual destination itself that we've got the deal for, you'd probably go once and you'd enjoy it, and then it would give you a taste to travel further afield within the country to other areas.
Hmm. Right. I think I have an idea now.
Really?
Yeah. Mostly because I was thinking back and I was thinking of the sea, and that's given me an idea. But have you been there, Rob?
I have been there. I was actually there only 2-3 weeks ago, which gave me the inspiration for this deal.
Let me get on Facebook.
What about festivals or fiestas? Anything that we should be looking out for? Maybe some movie walking tours?
It is a famous destination. It's not had too many movies so far that have been filmed there, but there have been a couple of things that have been filmed not far away that are very famous, including Game of Thrones. So that's great. But otherwise, for festivals, there is the Snow Queen Trophy, which takes place in January, which, believe it or not, is not actually about snow queens. It's actually about downhill skiing, alpine skiing. And it's actually one of the most important downhill skiing events in the calendar, if anyone knows the calendar of downhill skiing. And also, it's very famous in the summer for its music festivals. And one, it has the only guitar music festival in the world.
Guitar
the
music?
The only guitar
festival?
Music yes. festival. Interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Right. Very interesting.
Okay, so probably Eric Clapton goes along to that. I mean, when it comes to spending money, how much are we likely to need per day? Is it going to burn a hole in our pocket?
This one's not going to burn a hole in your pocket. It's really good quality destination, but you would only need to be spending between about 150 and 200 dirhams per person per day, really, that for your meals and stuff. So it's really cost effective.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's not bad, is it?
No, not at all.
150 dirhams a day will do me.
No. Is it possible to get off the beaten track in this destination?
Yes, you can get off the beaten track in the destination itself, where the deal is. It's a great place just for strolling around. You can really get lost in the winding streets of part of it. But also as well, once you've experienced this destination, it'll make you want to go back, probably in the summertime when it's a bit warmer, because there is so much to see in this country which is still yet to be discovered.
yet to be discovered.
And which one of us is likely to have been there?
I would say that it's probably more likely to be you, Shruti.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah, because I think you're a bit more adventurous. I'm only making this hard off. I'm making this hard after my faux pas from 2 weeks ago, so I've got to make up for that.
I know, when you blurted it out on air. Yeah, that was fun. That was one of the best pieces of radio we've heard in a long time. So has it been in the news of late? You know, have we been reading anything about this destination?
Actually, it's quite a quiet destination, but as I say, it was made very famous by, of course, the infamous Game of Thrones, made it a very famous place. But before that, it was actually quite a quiet destination for many, many years.
So it's a city we're going to?
You're going to a city, yes.
Okay. What about words? Let's get on to a bit of language. This is always a good clue for us. Words that we might need whilst we're there.
Okay, so thank you is Havlavam.
What? Havlavam?
Yes.
Is this the word for the week?
And hello is Zdravo.
Zdravo.
Oh, I'm going to have trouble getting myself understood here.
Hopefully everyone speaks English.
Yeah. And because it's such a cost-effective destination, you'd be amazed when you ask how much, which is Koliko.
Koliko?
Yes.
Koliko.
Koliko.
Right.
So if you have just tuned in, we are doing Deal of the Week. We're trying to figure out where we're going based on the clues given by Rob. And if you know the answer, then text it into 4001. We are playing just for bragging rights, though.
Yeah.
And hopefully I have got this one in the bag this time.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I'm still struggling. I'm floundering. I really am. You know, I'm going to rush to my Facebook page and see if I can see where Rob's been.
That's not allowed.
Anything's allowed.
No, it isn't.
Anything's allowed.
You have to pick me then.
We don't mess around on the ticket. When it comes to doing battle, we don't mess around, I can tell
you. Not at all, no. So when we come back, we are going to find out more about where we're going, and we're going to have to break down the trip as well.
Deal of the Week.
So, Rob.
Yes.
We have been getting clues.
Yes.
We know it's a place that's got a sea nearby, but it's also festive right now. We're stumped. I thought I had the answer right, but now I'm not too sure. Can we have a quick recap?
Sure. So at the moment it's about 2 degrees there, so it's rather chilly.
Yeah.
It's a great destination for romance all year round and for couples and friends traveling together. But at this time of the year, because it has what's been voted for 2 years running, the world's best festive market, it's also a great destination right now for families because it's very, very cost effective as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's good just for a 3-night break. So if people are thinking about getting away just before the festive period, or they just want a couple of days away this weekend, long weekend, then it's a good deal to have.
Now, I've been getting some answers coming in on text. Some of the wrong answers, maybe, that didn't quite hit the mark.
Yeah, some great destinations, but Sarah said it was either Hong Kong or Georgia. No, it's a bit too warm in Hong Kong, and it's not Georgia.
Sarah has sent about, I would say, 50 texts with 50 places, and they're all over everywhere, including Las Vegas. So none of her answers are right so far.
Unfortunately, no, but good try, Sarah. Nazir said Bosnia. It's not Bosnia. Alex also said Bosnia, and it's not. Mansour said Iceland. It's not there, but it is cold there. Valentina said Sochi. No, it's not Sochi. And Jana said Belgrade, and it's not Belgrade, but not
great
far
guesses.
Away.
Great guesses, aren't they? What about Shruti and Mark Lloyd? We've handed you our papers, totally sealed, of course. Did any of us get it right?
Shruti was a lot closer by getting the country right, but not the destination, unfortunately.
Well, that's not bad, is it?
Unfortunately, Mark, this week you were a long way off.
Was that? Yeah.
Oslo. It wasn't Oslo, I'm afraid.
It's cold there, isn't
it? It's very cold, and
Where's
it's very festive,
sea?
But there's... Oslo's on the sea, but anyway.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, I take
we'll
it back.
We'll move on quickly.
Yeah, move on.
I think they're quite a seafaring nation, actually.
I think they are. Yeah. Norwegians.
I've lost my bearings.
But you did very well. You got the country right. It's actually, we've got a fantastic deal at Danas to travel to Zagreb in Croatia.
Zagreb.
Wow, new guest Croatia.
Yeah, I got Dubrovnik, though, because I thought
which
closer.
Which is King's Landing in Game of Thrones, but yes.
Right.
And
well
I put
done.
A little drawing as well of the king
yes,
asking
you did.
For the Iron Throne. Do I get extra points for that?
You do, yeah. Yes, weren't far off.
So, just so you know, Reem is the first person who got this right. And we started playing at about 2:42, I think. And her text came in at 2:43:30.
Wow. So pretty special, that, isn't
yes.
it? Well done,
Reem.
Now, so let's break down this trip and tell us all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Danas Travel, we've got this great offer for Zagreb. It's going to be 3 nights. It's including flights direct on Emirates from Dubai directly to Zagreb. And it's a great journey time. It's only about 5.5 hours, so okay. it's not too far to go.
Yeah.
And we've got a great deal. It's in the 4-star Doubletree by Hilton in Zagreb.
Mm-hmm.
And this offer is based in a king room, including breakfast as well. And as I say, it's a really cost-effective destination when you're there. Everything is really well priced.
And Mohammed's been in touch on 4001, and he's asking, what about the visas?
Okay, so if you've got a Schengen visa, of course you can go into the country because it's a Schengen nation, so part of Europe, so it's actually free. And then otherwise, in some nations you get visa on arrival, others you have to apply in advance. But as I say, if you do have your Schengen visa, you will get on it. But it's always advisable just to check before you travel for the visa regulations for each individual country. And this deal is 3,299 dirhams per person. And as I say, that's for the flights, that's the hotel, breakfast included as well, and transfers to and from the airport to the hotel. And when you're there, it's a really, really, really great destination.
I mean, you have been there, Rob. I mean, what would you recommend people get up to whilst there?
Well, I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I really just went because I was so intrigued to see what it was like after I found out that it was such a festive destination, and I didn't even know that. And I was really pleasantly surprised. It's a very small, easy city to get around, very manageable. It's really safe. The people are friendly. It's got a really nice foodie culture as well. It's got lots of outdoor cafes. Even in the winter, they've got all these blankets that you can wrap up on, but you can still sit outside. And really, the festive market that they've got is amazing. And one thing I loved was the ice rink in the center of the city. It's not just an ice rink. It actually goes as a rink around the park and the fountains. So you go on a little journey if you're good or bad at ice skating, which I'm really bad, so I held on all the way around the edge, but I got around. But I have to say, everyone was incredibly friendly there, really good quality, great pricing, and I fell in love with it. I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful place, and it's like a sort of mini sort of Prague, and it's got a really medieval part to it. It's got some really cool history about it.
And cost-effective, by the sounds.
Really cost-effective. Like, everything was so, I don't want to say cheap in a bad way cheap, but it's very good quality. Like, the food was amazing, but it was just very reasonably priced, and I was like, if you were a family coming away for a couple of days, this is a great place to come, especially just before the festive period when you're trying to save a few pennies for presents. But you can get some amazing presents at the Christmas markets there. So
what about the excursions? Anything added on? I mean, you said 3 nights are enough over there. Maybe combine it with something else?
I would absolutely say that. I'd say, like, at Danas Travel, we can, like, this is a deal which is just for 3 nights, but if you wanted to, you can come into one of our stores or go online and you can actually book further afield. You can go to Dubrovnik as well and fly Dubai, starting a flight to Dubrovnik in the summer, so you can actually come in and out of one city and out of the other and do a Game of Thrones experience in the Mediterranean. Okay. So you've got all of that you can do as well, and you can get to Slovenia really easily, to Ljubljana and Lake Bled. So there's loads to do around. So if I would have said, like, for me, it really made me want to go back there again.
And what's the flight time again?
It's just it's 5.5 hours one way, and it's 4 hours and 50 minutes on the way back. So it's a bit shorter on the way back, and it's just a 2-hour time change, so the time change isn't too great on there as well. So and as I say, it's Emirates, so it's really great service on board, and it's a great trip to do.
Yeah, I've never been to Croatia. It was actually when I was planning my holiday to Prague, it was between Prague and Croatia, and we were trying to figure out where to go. In the end, we ended up going to Prague. And one thing I would say is that it's one of those places, I think all of these areas, is better, personally, better to go there when it's a bit colder.
Yes.
Because you can walk around and you don't get tired easily. And sure, it gets dark quite quickly, but it's one of those places I think you better enjoy when it's colder.
Yeah, I absolutely think that. It's a destination which is made for winter, because it's like you can be outside, but it's really warm. You can be inside and it's really cozy. And as you say, it's really nice in the cold months, basically.
Rob, thanks for another cracking deal of the week. It's been great to have you on the show, as always.
I think I must have missed it, but have you told us how much it costs?
Yeah, I can tell you again. No, because it's a great deal. It's 3,299 dirhams per person. That's for flights and accommodation with us at Danas Travel.
That is a bargain. Definite bargain. Rob, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.